Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom. And thank the Most High. Yes, thank the Most High. We're back again. This precious time the Most High declared. Yes, this very precious time. The Most High declared for the blessing of His people that we end this time, seek the fullness of His will, all that He has required of us, that we indeed in all things unto His honor be one. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Yes, let us seek peace in this time. Most High has declared that we must seek all that is His pure and perfect will. And I thank the Most High, yes I do, my brothers and sisters, for every ear that He brings near. And I thank my brothers and sisters, you all, for listening. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that indeed, my brothers and sisters, I must tell you things. Because he's told me, my brothers and sisters, that I have for him some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me, because of what I must do, he told me that indeed I would accrue some very powerful friends. He has some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And under that cause, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, I am surely utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. I said some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. We've been talking about some very powerful things of late, my brothers and sisters. The time, in fact, is very late. I thank the Most High for the magnitude of the revelation that he's been granting. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I truly must thank him because he's related to us many things of late. There's a mind with reason to give it consideration. So much of what has divided our people, so many of the illusions, misconceits, predispositions we see in this world that divide our people. But suddenly, my brothers and sisters, suddenly, very suddenly, no longer enslave or encapsulate the minds. But many of my brothers and sisters, if they heard these things, give them full consideration, could be free. I want you to understand something, my brothers. There's no question about it. I've said it many times in this show. I'll repeat it again. There is a magnificent truth. There's a magnificent truth that the early church full well understood. Many of my brothers and sisters in the many centuries before the birth of Yeshua 2,000 years ago, well understood. It was their expectation. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, it was their utmost expectation, that for which they awaited. And it was known, my brothers and sisters, that even after Messiah's appearance and his ascension, that this truth of which I speak is what they were always, my brothers and sisters, to, as faithful people, to believe, to reiterate, and not to forget. But I tell you now, my brothers and sisters, that there's a magnificent truth. That Rome, I repeat, Rome, the first 3 centuries. I said in the first 3-4 centuries, and throughout what was called the Dark and Middle Ages. But now, my brothers and sisters, I can tell you there's a magnificent truth that was known full well by the early church. In fact, it was that knowledge that created and gathered together the early church. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, our people are not gathered today and have not transcended today the mass of illusions that divide and keep us blinded by so much misopinion, that our people, my brothers and sisters, have not been healed to this very day for lack of this knowledge. But having been, I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters, predisposed in the first centuries, those who call themselves the church, it's amazing, predisposed not to believe the only key that would bring life and peace. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters, across the gamut of what people call churches, not even understanding who the church was established for, after what precedence, after what expectation? Because that very precious truth is known by so few, realized by so few. Our brothers and sisters, to this day, our people have not been healed. We're still scattered among a multitude of denominations, a multitude of nations, every one of which has either forgotten or still conspires and schemes against your knowing. It takes a very powerful faith and a lot of reason, our brothers and sisters, to recover this truth. It takes a lot of reason, a lot of rationality, a lot of inspiration from the Most High, a lot of humility before Him to finally again, our brothers and sisters, discern this truth, to believe this truth, and to act upon this truth. So much so that all the prophecies relate with Messiah reappears to reveal it. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't say that people are going to believe. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? It doesn't say at all that men will be inclined to believe. Most of us, I regret to say, can't believe anything beyond the status quo. Not inclined to believe anything, my brothers and sisters, that pastors, priests, rabbis, and elders have not approved. Well, what if I were to tell you that all scripture relates that your leaders have been the ones to assure that you don't understand? I repeat, all prophecy relates that your leaders have been the ones who have conspired together to assure that the masses don't understand. Predisposing the mind, my brothers and sisters, predisposing the minds of the people to turn aside from all directives that would open the minds to finally see the way of life and peace. How many would believe it if I told you that? Many would ask the question, who am I to say such a thing? I'm only saying what's related in scripture everywhere. That you're ready to read what scriptures have to say about how Messiah appears. Prophecies everywhere, my brothers and sisters, steadily saying the same thing over and over again. That when he appears to declare the truth, that the world has strayed away from for ages. Prophecies don't say that he'd be welcome or rejected. Our brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. Messiah said if anybody at all, any institution at all, would turn you aside from anything that is to be considered foundation and continual expectation as contained in the law and the prophets, if you fall victim to them in any way, he says you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. You must understand that a fallen standard that takes away from you the knowledge of what indeed should be the common expectation of all who believe. If anyone takes that away from you, my brothers and sisters, they took you outside of a covenant. The faith, my brothers and sisters, from the time of Abraham was always for those who are ready to understand it. You've talked about it on this show. Messiah is called a priest after the order of Melchizedek. What did Melchizedek confirm to Abraham? What did Abraham believe? Oh, my brothers and sisters. Abraham believed not only that the Most High, through what he revealed to him, would ultimately restore his people, and even, my brothers and sisters, bring salvation and restoration to an entire world, but also, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High would reduce to nothingness every single system and every single soul that would resist this absolute belief. Sound like a shocking statement, I'm sure, to a lot of people. Because there are those among us who call ourselves, who say we are Hebrews. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures actually say that a true Jew is one who's praise, who gives honor, not after the ideals of men, but seeks in all things to praise. The word for praise means honor, Yah. Do we really think that denying anything that the Most High says is to His honor? Have we discerned what we have chosen to ignore? Like I said, I can't tell you how many times it's been. How many times, my brothers and sisters, it has been that I've sought to direct congregations, various institutions. Hey, a lot of folks who listen to various shows on Blog Talk Radio right here, to even give themselves an opportunity to entertain the scriptures, to begin to truly open the mind. And again, my brothers and sisters, various talk show hosts and leaders, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, politicians. Hey, my brothers and sisters, I never want to speak about these things publicly. I had them even tell me that, hey, they don't talk about those scriptures in their churches. Had politicians said that's the truth, but it's too pure and people are not prepared to believe it. Well, my brothers and sisters, if they're not prepared to believe what the scriptures actually say, and I can relate how these scriptures say the same thing countless numbers of times, if you realize how many times these things are said, reinforcing one another. These scriptures reinforce one another. How these same concepts are reiterated in scripture. Again and again, my brothers and sisters, some way from Genesis to Revelation. Meaning that there's a golden thread of truth, a golden thread of foundation and expectation, that if men are without, there's no way, my brothers and sisters, that our people might be ultimately healed. If they're without it, there's no way they can be saved. For the truth of the matter is our people have to be delivered from all those who themselves don't believe or find it in their avocation to assure as few as possible, if any, understand to believe the truth. Truth of the matter, your leaders don't want to believe and don't want you to believe the truth, lest they be utterly exposed to the hypocrites. I say the hypocrites that they are. But how many of my brothers and sisters among us want to believe that? Only one standard, my brothers and sisters. There's only one consummate, pure, perfect standard that will heal our people of every lie, that will deliver our people from all those who hide the truth from us, that will deliver our people from all those who misdirect, that will open the minds, my brothers and sisters, finally to discern what I'm telling you now. In the first centuries, Rome literally murdered millions to annihilate this truth from the minds, that all they who would speak were murdered, and all those who would remember finally died out. Oh, I can understand that a lot of people would turn around when I say something like that. They would find it very hard to believe. But Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4 talks about how the Most High has looked, and he's seen none that truly preach the gospel, the way of peace, the way of oneness, the way of completion in His will. That must be discerned, my brothers and sisters, not to believe the Messiah who comes to teach again the pure, perfect testimony. So Well, actually, the scriptures say the Messiah himself will have to come to teach it. Did you hear me? It says the Messiah himself will come to teach it. Scripture says he will come to declare a standard in Isaiah 59:19-21. After saying in Isaiah 59:8, the way of salvation is far from us. Well, 59:8 says the way of peace men have departed from. The way of salvation is far from us. Read Isaiah 4:59 closely. It says Messiah will come to declare a standard that will prove, my brothers and sisters, all the rulers in so many ways to be enemies against the hope of peace, against the hope of salvation. The scripture says the way of peace men have not known. It means the way of salvation, the way of, let's just say, the truth of the gospel of the kingdom, men have not known. They've known the ways of their variant misinstitutions, misorientations, misrepresentations that exist in this world. They've known these pure and imperfect standards. But the way of righteousness, having a love for all the Most High himself desires, that men might agree after a pure, perfect standard unto Yah, cooperative unto him. That is what men have not known. Think about it. 45,000 denominations across 280 nations. All teaching something different. Each one of them in some way subdivided. I said each one of them in some way subdivided. In some way, my brothers and sisters, denying or refusing to believe the truth of the early church. I dare say the early church believed. I want you to understand that the Messiah comes to expose all. Do I need to repeat that? Messiah comes to declare a standard that will expose all the political, national, and religious institutionalities of this world as short of the mark. Or did you really expect him to come and declare that his saving truth compromised in some way after the status quo? There's something to be understood, my brothers and sisters. Whenever the Most High called a prophet to lead his people, in every case, it is because that prophet was able to reason with the Most High upon hearing the Most High and believe something, my brothers and sisters, the rest of the world did not. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Because he was one of first to believe after a standard level of reasoning that others did not. Since the fall of mankind, my brothers and sisters, there's been a multitude of worldly institutions that have set their own parameters. And in every case, my brothers and sisters, forgetting what the Most High said, we should never have forgotten that Messiah, if we believe him, must come to expose every other standard as the one for whom all should be waiting, that men discern beyond all the multitude of illusions that divide our people. If it is, my brothers and sisters, we're true to Yah, it's not because we seek to uphold any of these institutions of man as they presently exist. None of these varying denominations, none of these nations as they presently exist. Every single one of them has fallen short of the glory. Every one of them has fallen short of what the Most High calls respectable and honor and due praise unto him. Every single one of them. In order to believe the truth, man then, my brothers and sisters, has to come to believe and understand. Now, the scripture says, once the intrusive principalities and powers, pernicious institutions of this world, come to set up constraints to govern in your churches, govern over your temples. Really, they're first false churches at that point, period, because they're worldly and not true to the gospel from on high, the pure, perfect word from on high. The scripture says, once they begin to do this, Scripture didn't say anything will fully purify the doctrine till Messiah returns. And the Most High never said that he was going to support nor preserve any of the misconceits of man. To overcome the world, you have to overcome every single one of these illusions. The word from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is the only path to life. And that truth is not, my brothers and sisters, adulterated nor constrained after any of the misconceits of man. The faith in the Messiah, the faith, the one called Shiloh, faith in the one called King of Kings. Scripture says, call them him for whom you should be waiting, Malachi. Lord whom you seek, way some translations related. Malachi 3rd. Say they who wait for him shall renew their strength. That means that it's his standard that will heal and save our people from all those who divide. I want you to understand the very name Yeshua. You look it up. Book of Matthew. Says he would deliver his people from their sins. How about he would deliver his people, my brothers and sisters, from everything that divides our people? Every fallen standard. Purity and completion offers one choice, my brothers and sisters. I said purity and completion offers one choice. How many of us are ready to understand then that the multitude of divisions that we see among us are not just my brothers and sisters' divisions, but they are damnation. They are sin. They are bewitching unbelief. They are deception. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that if we believe that a multitude of diverse standards are the will of one, we have already declared insanity. If we believe that a multitude of varied institutionalities and different beliefs are the work of the Holy Spirit, we have insulted the Holy Name. The Most High does not betray himself. He will not deny any part of his own word. How many of my brothers and sisters have been bewitched to think that somehow the grace or the gift of the Most High is a compromise against the truth? That's as if to say the Most High, the gift that he gives is not grace and truth, but grace and a gift unto a lie. My brothers and sisters, please understand. Please understand. And when the scriptures talk about a law that must be overcome, it is the law of devils, delusions, the misconceits of this world. But the world calls some of everything lawful that defies divine command. The world calls it lawful to compromise and even insult divine will. Look at your nation. Your churches are not teaching you everything that's in that Bible, my brothers and sisters, I promise you. In fact, they skirt the issue every chance they get. But those who don't know the book very well don't discern this. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It is the obligation of everyone who confesses the name of the Most High to realize that one of the meanings of the name of the Most High declares that he is all and everything that he is. He does not deny himself. He will prove all his word to be. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that if anyone confesses his name, we have an absolute obligation to seek the whole truth and whatever, my brothers and sisters, also is missing in our understanding, in the understanding of our people, that, my brothers and sisters, we might give due honor to him whose words, precepts, thoughts, commands, decrees were in no wise to ever be forgotten. There's a reason why the scriptures tell us that Messiah will say in these latter days, remember this. Do most understand what he said, remember? Remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind. Bring what? How many know? Oh, you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. What have men once knew, that the generations, my brothers and sisters, of mankind has forgotten. For he says, I am the one Almighty, the Elohim, the only Savior, the one who declared to mankind as creator, what is his purpose? Anything less falls short. It's saying there's none else. It says he is ultimately then, my brothers, is the one who declares the purpose of all things according to the synchronicity of all that he has made. He is the one Most High, and there is none else like him. In other words, what it means, my brothers and sisters, that only his standard is salvation. And my brothers and sisters, that standard is not something my brothers and sisters compromise after the ignorance of man, nor the suppositions of man, nor the presumptuousness or any of the misopinions of man. None of them are his standard. His word, my brothers and sisters, is true to all that he declared from the beginning, eternal. But how many of my brothers and sisters have known to seek the Most High? As the Most High told me many years ago, to pray in this manner, Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know what's been stuck in my head that it's been a dissuasion, blocking my mind from discerning what I must know to be of good to your name and to your people. But Father, you know. And I know if you don't tell me, I won't know. My brothers and sisters, men could talk to each other till they're blue in the face, but there are parameters of the truth that only the Most High reveals in the full context of line upon line, precept upon precept, knowing what more than what is said, but why it is said. Well, my brothers and sisters, there's a dimension of understanding that no man can truly comprehend unless the Most High himself embraces the mind and heart, opens his mind to consider. What the scriptures say? So the Most High declared the end, or the eventuality of all things from the beginning. It is his plan. From ancient times, he declared the things that are not yet done, saying what he has declared, his counsel, shall stand, and he will do all that pleases him. He'll bring it all to bear. He says, he's calling one like a ravenous bird. An eagle, my brothers and sisters, a ravenous bird, considers itself, rule over all over which his shadow touches. A ravenous bird comes suddenly like the rising of the sun. Suddenly, my brothers and sisters, to reveal the light the world would obscure, the light that exposes all those who keep the world in darkness. He says the man is a man that will execute his counsel. He says at first, my brothers and sisters, from a far country. How many understand the scriptures talk about a righteous one that appears to deliver his people, Israel, at first from a nation to the east of Israel? Same one to return in the latter days to deliver his people from a land in the west. Both of which, my brothers and sisters, both territories which have been confused after all the varying ideologies of a whole world. Do most know where those scriptures exist? How about Isaiah 45 and 6? How about Isaiah 59, 19 through 21? How about Isaiah 24, 10 through 16? How about Hosea 11:5 through 12? How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that this is not the world shall soon see and have revealed to it? It's not the second appearing of Messiah, but at least the third. And that because this world has chosen that you forget what was prophesied about him and what he did before, that he is prophesied to do again. How about Isaiah, the 11th chapter? You say he comes the second time to do what he did before. talking about he come out of the tribe of Judah to do it. We're not talking about Moshe because he's out of the tribe of Levi. He says in the latter days he come out of the tribe of Judah to do it. There's a reason why the scripture talks about the Magi or the wise men who came from the east to worship the king. Now I tell you now, my brothers and sisters, it was the king, a king that they already, their people at once already knew. But how many, my brothers and sisters, having not heard these things before, having not heard these things because your rulers are prophesied in advance not to tell you, how many are prepared to believe these things today? Well, I can only tell you that Zephaniah, the third chapter, says the Messiah comes to reveal these things, the people will not hear it. Refuse to recognize their shame. Refuse to recognize, my brothers and sisters, what they have not known. Refuse to recognize what their pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, and kings would never speak. My brothers and sisters, you realize there have been none to believe if Abraham had to wait for one of the leaders in Babylon to tell him that it was okay. Okay to believe Yah? Shameful. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand something. The scripture says Abraham believed Yah and it was counted him for righteousness. He was called the friend of Yah. It's because he believed, my brothers and sisters, to seek the Most High for the full, perfect knowledge of his will. He believed the Most High, my brothers and sisters, to conquer every enemy against that truth, to exalt the truth that he revealed to him, that it might rule this entire world. But how many of my brothers and sisters can believe what Abraham believed? Most people don't even understand what it meant when it says Messiah is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Look back through the archives at blogtalkradio.com/EDY1, and you'll find an article there about, you know, what it meant to say that Messiah is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek, who greeted Abraham in the conquering and the slaughtering of the kings, therefore vouchsafing and confirming that the Most High one day, not only then, but again, destroy all the enemies against the pure, perfect truth. Isaiah 59 says, in the latter days, the Most High will count an enemy, your rulers. Why? Because whoever will turn toward the fullness of his righteousness, they seek to make him a prey. The Messiah comes to defend those who will turn toward all righteousness, who will turn from all transgression, who will turn and be converted beyond all the varied institutions of this world. They would hide this truth from you. All the prophecies, I'm telling you now, my brothers and sisters, say the Messiah will come to expose all your rulers as having been liars. Oftentimes afraid to speak the truth, lest they have no reputation among the masses. All the prophecies say that your rulers have heard the truth from you. They take advantage of those among you who either would not believe the truth or too prideful to admit you've been deceived. All prophecy, my brothers and sisters, declares that your rulers would not teach you the truth of the Messiah and what is his exceeding gift of truth that a world for so long has forgotten. I'm telling you now, 2 Thessalonians says that once the leaders have corrupted the faith and taken under their controls, Scripture says that nothing will restore it truth fully until Messiah himself returns. I want you to understand something. Why did the rulers come into destroy the faith that was once in the churches? Yes, I said to destroy it in the first place. Messiah said this, are you beheaded by all nations for the sake of his name, for the sake of his gospel? Said this gospel go forth to all the nations, and then shall the end come. He was talking about the destruction of Jerusalem. Yes, my brother says, even the destruction of the knowledge of the faith in this world. That sounds shocking to many of you. You see, to all the multitude of churches out there, we've got news for you. Every one of them is a liar. Every one of them is a barrier. Revelation 6th chapter talks about the white horse rider who has the word of peace, going forth to conquer, help people to see how to overcome all the institutions of man and hide the truth from you. Red horse rider is the nations in retaliation against that word of truth, that gospel, that liberating word. Take away that word that would bring peace if all learned to reason together. Black horse rider has scales in his hand, saying, hurt not the oil and the wine. But it's not famine, my brothers and sisters, for oil and wine, as much as it is famine for the truth of a holy word. Messiah said, one day you would look for one of the days of the light of the Son of Man. If they would not find it. Amos said you would go to and fro seeing land, looking for the word of Yah. There's something missing, my brothers and sisters, and would not find it. Amos 8:11-12. Pale horse rider, death and hell. Rome murdered literally millions, my brothers and sisters, to preserve their polytheist empire. Impugning upon a whole world in a hostile environment against the standard concept of a Christ, not a righteous one that the early church knew as Kurdi. They sought, my brothers and sisters, to teach you the idea of a Messiah, a Savior, who preserves all the corruptions of the earth, making him the embodiment of all the false gods, all the false standards that the whole world had embraced. That's the concept of Christos, or Christ. Not the anointed of one, but the one who was per se a champion of all the varied ideals of Rome. And Rome, my brothers and sisters, was the oppressor. So they created the idea about a Savior to keep you under oppression, to keep you trusting a polytheist wickedness, lawlessness, lie. If you think, my brothers and sisters, those who keep you captive are your saviors and deliverers, and your concept of freedom is defined by your captives, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about it. You are deeply, deeply deceived. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, shall your calling the deceiver by the name of a holy one. I said, by no means is your calling a deceiver, as if he were affiliate or representative of the holy one. By no means, my brothers and sisters, that idea, after such misinstruction, by no means, my brothers and sisters, does such ideals save anyone. Scripture talks about this system, this false church, saying it has, Scripture says in Revelation 13, horns like a lamb, speaks as a dragon. Seems to have the authority of the Messiah, but doctrines are straight from hell. In other words, if you don't understand, the Messiah must expose all and every manner of false doctrine, preserving none of these misconceits. You don't understand how much more you need to seek Yah. Psalm 53. None righteous, no, not one. The Most High looked upon the sons of men and saw none righteous, no, not one. None that does good. None discerning how much more they need to seek Yah, because they're all walking after what? Evil doing misrepresentatives? hypocrites. They don't want to tell you that, my brothers and sisters. And they predispose your mind to be so prideful and deceivers that you, so many times, my brothers and sisters, men prefer to believe a deceiver. False doctrine. Then believe and accept the truth. And whoever can predispose the people to reject the word from on high, a brother and sisters, is indeed an enemy. What the Most High says he would do, declare an absolute standard according to Isaiah 46. He has sworn that he is the one who has spoken it. He is the one who has purposed it. His words should not return to his void. It is a promise that he shall surely bring it to pass. Isaiah 59 says he will declare a standard that will renounce as an enemy anyone who rejects that standard. He comes with the restitution, restoration, remembrance of all things spoken by the holy prophets since the world began. And whoever will not hearken will be cut off from among the people. It's kind of like understand what the scriptures say about the Shabbat. Whoever will not keep the Shabbat. Well, the scripture says whoever shall not keep the Shabbat should be put to death. I know that sounds like a hard word, but think about it. The very concept of keeping the Shabbat means that you seek the Most High for all that is his pure and perfect will. What else is the Shabbat for? The very word bears that connotation of seeking what is complete. That there be no disagreements among the people, that we all be able to reason together. Anyone who will not do this, who will not recognize that it's an absolute mandate, my brothers and sisters, is not concerned for the healing of our people, but selfishly, my brothers and sisters, so self-concerned that they cannot be participants in a covenant at all. For the covenant unto the kingdom of the Most High is all that is necessary to manifest and preserve that kingdom. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says Messiah is going to appear in the last days from a city. Look at my website, hiddengospel.com. There's an article called The Secret City Prophecies You Truly Need. You can't live without it. I'm telling you that now. It may sound like a very hard word, but no one will be confirmed, my brothers and sisters, worthy to be preserved with those who can accept the standard the Most High declared. There is only one. No one can be delivered, my brothers and sisters, from the lie, but those who can accept what the Most High said he would do, what he has purposed, what he is pleased with. Whoever cannot accept that can't be his servant. It's that simple. Said in the last days, Messiah had to appear from a city, but I know a lot of you have heard otherwise. But they told you that these idea about clouds literally means that he comes out of the clouds rather than realize he comes with a testimony that exposes all the lies of the world. Clouds are seen as messengers from on high. My brothers and sisters, meaning Messiah comes with a message that will rebuke the whole world. Look at Revelation 19, 11 through 21 and understand what it means. He has a word like a sharp two-edged sword. He rules the world with a rod of iron. It's a message, my brothers and sisters, that exposes the unrighteousness of the whole world. But have people wanted to hear that? There's a reason why the scripture says he is the one for whom you should be waiting, that you be confused no more. The first step in understanding that is recognizing, my brothers and sisters, the diverse standards of this, the diverse standards and opinions of this world have been foolishness. They have not been salvation. They have been false, fallen, and fleshly standards. They could not save. Could not heal. Could not make our people one. If you knew all the titles that are in the scripture that relate to the Messiah and is appearing in the last days, you would not overlook all that scripture. Because most have not been taught those titles. They have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, prepare to be gathered to convert unto the one who declares that one testimony. the anointed one, after the spirit of Yah that teaches all things and brings all things to remembrance. Scripture says he comes from the birth. Forsworn from the body of his mother with the name of the Most High. Forsworn with an oath from the Most High that he shall discern beyond all else as the heir of righteousness. What indeed, my brothers and sisters, is the standard that honors Yah for the blessing of his people, to bring his people back to him, to declare what is honorable before the Most High, even to declare what is salvation or healing and deliverance from every fallen standard world over. Isaiah 49 speaks of this. It says there's no peace while men are subject to institutions that won't tell the whole truth. There's no peace while they remain in the earth, those who will dissuade the people to believe that a compromise is worthy. No peace to the lawless. No peace while men don't realize that it is the obligation of every single living soul to seek the whole truth. For if not, and men are compelled to consider themselves wise after anything less, well, my brothers and sisters, the end result is a mass of divisions, insults against the Most High. Men compelled to believe after variant, short-sighted institutionalities and constraints, telling the Most High they can't believe beyond what their pastor told them. My brothers and sisters, the Most High seeks to tell you the greater truth, to show you where you can find the greater truth that your leaders didn't tell you. If you can't believe that word, it means you haven't believed him. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? If you can't believe that exceeding word, it is an insult against the Most High, and you've proven in so many ways that you can't believe Yah as he is. Most High told me some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths, to short circuit the mind that when the truth comes, you can't so easily accept it. My brothers and sisters, that's not freedom. That is bondage. A lot of folks who can't believe that so many things they see in this world are a sin. So many false traditions that men have been compelled to think, are wise. And the scripture says if you do this thing in the day of judgment, if you cry out to him with a loud voice, he will not hear you. So many things the Most High has mandated his people must do that if they do not, they won't be prepared to understand. That if because men have not understood, it has been to their damnation and not their salvation. Or do you dare to believe that institutions of man establishing titles that they associate with the Most High, never having known the truth, could bring you to allegiance in him who is truth? The reason why the scripture says many will come in that day thinking that they had preached in the name of the Most High. He will say to them, I never knew you. In other words, you didn't get your words from me. I'm telling you now that Rome knew that if people understood, as many did in the East, that they had to exceed all their rulers and the contentions and differences of all their rulers and that they might survive. If they knew this, as the early church did, Rome knew they could not control the people. So they sought to slaughter everyone who did believe. And my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us in Revelation, in the sixth chapter, that's exactly what they did. But how many are prepared to believe it? But a lot of folks, they sit back and say, well, I see in some neighborhoods, two or three churches in a block, four, in just a single block. Can it be that they're all hiding the truth from you? That's exactly what the scriptures have said. But how many of you, my brothers and sisters, are prepared to believe it? How many of you are prepared to understand that your leaders have gone to places where they have practiced learning how to gain your trust? While in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, they are not trustworthy before Yah. I'm telling you now that there are articles on my website, hiddengospel.com. Article there called Secret City Prophecies. It's become imperative in a very short time that people realize the preciousness of having an opportunity to discern these things in this due season. Secret City Prophecies, talking about that city that said Messiah would appear to because they would not listen. And a city filled with so many confusions that people should have known to look for something wiser. And he said he would destroy that city because the people, apparently, my brothers and sisters, didn't have a great enough love of the truth. I want you to understand something. Only those who can humble themselves in the midst of this confusion, to recognize they are confused, have an opportunity to become wise. There are those among us looking at all this confusion among our people would have enough love to admit that this must be a mass of lies that we live in the midst of. Well, ask the Most High, my brothers and sisters, what it is that is necessary to heal, what it is to remember. What is, my brothers and sisters, in fact, that standard, that one standard that will heal our people? Scriptures tell us, for instance, in the book of Romans, that men have had the law of the Most High, but not sought it by faith. Not sought it knowing that only one standard will save and that Yah is one. Therefore, people have remained unsaved, divided amongst the nations, unwilling to admit that not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Hey, there's now 45,000 gospels of the one kingdom. Messiah said if you deny any of his word, you won't enter his kingdom, which means you deny any of his word. What you've heard is not the gospel. It's not the word of peace. It's not a covenant. But how many are prepared to deal with that? I know for myself, upon realizing at first that when he told me I had to speak and I realized I knew nothing, it wasn't until I was willing to admit that that he said he can now teach me. I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, anybody who wants to believe the Most High accepts all these compromises already invalidates himself from being possibly. He said the Spirit of Yah is upon him to preach good tidings to the meek. Those who are pride thinking they already know or think that they know already before the time comes of him for whom you should be waiting, who exposes every lie and who revealed the truth. So if any man calls himself wise before the time, after any of these institutions of man, how shall he be fully healed, renewed? How shall he be prepared to be taught all things? I know what your leaders do. They will keep you trapped, that you can't see anything beyond them. But the scriptures in Revelation 2nd and 3rd says, he who has ears and hear what the Spirit says to the churches, even what your leaders won't tell you. It says, if any man preaches anything else, the gospel of the kingdom, let him be accursed, because he's spoken a lie against not only the kingdom of Yah, but the king himself. Because the king is going to tell you that none of these varying standards that have excluded some lot of the things that you find on my website, none of these have been the gospel. Sounds like an arrogant statement. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you need to ask the Most High for what is his response regarding this. Time is just about up. Again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Unto his might, honor, and praise always. Shabbat shalom, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah! Check through the shows, my brothers and sisters, are in the archives over the past couple of weeks. I say that there's nothing that has been spoken there that you don't need. I would even go as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, the Most High says all that he says because he does nothing without reason. Don't miss your opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to hear and understand the hidden things. He didn't say, my brothers and sisters, man be saved because of his ignorance. And my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, divided, confused, gullible, taken away by all manner of misleaders and misrepresentatives for lack of knowledge. Things I'm talking about, my brothers and sisters, not that they have not been in the scriptures. Men have not seen so often how they all work together. And I'm going to tell you what the Most High told me. I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. And he said it was important that I do. No one's going to know this, my brothers and sisters, but those who are humble enough to ask the Most High with an humble heart, recognize they're already confused, that they might get an answer. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Vinetti Miaf, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under his might, under his honor, and under his praise, always, hallelujah, and I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. You must conquer every one of those lies. Because man is in bondage to whoever speaks the lie. Till he finds the truth that exposes it to set him free. To see the truth, my brothers and sisters, that the lie has sought to hide. I will continue to pray. Yes, my brothers and sisters, for the awakening of my people.